You are listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. A new year, a police officer murdered during a carjacking, a security officer just trying to make a living is dead in 2022. Welcome to the Private Officer Radio Show, a production of Private Officer International and Blue Ram Media. Certainly, these are not the headlines that we want to shout out in the beginning of a new year. Monday, the 3rd of January, 2022. But sadly, these are still the headlines. These are still the situations, the everyday violence that continues to sweep a nation and affects every citizen, every person wearing a uniform, every human being in this country, regardless of race, where you live, the state, the wealth, or the whether or not you're poor, it does not matter. The celebrations are over and we are back to reality, and that is just the facts. On today's edition of the Private Officer Beat, we're going to bring you lots of great information about new 2022 partnerships, new businesses, new opportunities, and a new way for you to get involved. We'll be talking about the new year's opportunity, really, for everyone to write their own new chapters. And in this show, we're going to be giving you some opportunities to get involved, not only with POI and Armor College, but to even make some money and maybe an opportunity to own your own business. And while that, for some, for many, actually, it may only be a pipe dream, we're going to show you how it can be a reality. 2022, folks, welcome to the new year. I hope that you enjoyed your holiday time with friends and family, had a great celebration. Now, let's get back to work. In this show today, we're also going to sadly announce the deaths of private security personnel and private officers and private police. And we're also going to be talking about the number of injuries and the percentage of increases in the violence surrounding private security. We'll talk about the future of POI and some expansion possibly going to happen here in the new year. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're so happy that you are with us today. Remember, you can stream, download this radio show and every one of our radio shows on the iHeartRadio Network, the Amazon Network, iTunes, and about 15 other platforms wherever you get your music or your podcast. We are a radio show, but we record and save each program in a library, so it's always available to stream, available for you to listen 24/7, no matter where you are in this world. Hey, maybe even if you're on the moon, Mars. I'm going to see if we can't get the next shuttle going upward to listen in on our radio show. There's a thought. We have a lot of announcements about new products coming out. We're also going to be debuting in the very, very near future a new platform, a streaming platform, and so much more. So we are really excited about the possibilities here in the new year. It's not all doom and gloom. I know it sounded like it in the beginning, but let me tell you, we have a lot of great things happening and a lot of avenues and methods for you to get involved in. Here at Private Officer International, we have kicked 2021 to the curb. We've kicked it to the curb. And now we're in the new year, and we're looking forward. We're looking straight ahead for all of these great things that are about to happen in this new year, and I hope that you are too. One of the ways that you can instantly become involved with everything going on here, all the excitement, of course, is to join the conversation on Facebook. Go to www.facebook.com/Private Officer International. Join all of those conversations there. Leave some comments. Get involved with other members and non-members, followers and supporters. You can also, if you're a Twitter fan, you can go to Twitter. Twitter.com/Private Officer. We post there 24/7. A lot of great information, news, networking, and so much more. And don't forget to read our daily news blog. It doesn't matter if it's Sunday, Monday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, New Year, or Christmas. We're always publishing out fresh news for you right there. Go to www.privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com every single day for that fresh news. It's very informative. Many people continue to tell us they use it for education, for training purposes, and so much more. And now, now we got a brand new magazine coming out called the Frontline Protectors. We're going to tell you more about that coming up here shortly, but like I said, we've got so much happening and so many ways for you to get involved. And right now, this week is your last opportunity to take advantage of some really low-cost training. I mean dirt cheap, dirt cheap, low cost. Three online courses right now for $199. It ends at the end of this week. You won't see it around again anytime soon. Take advantage. Go to privateofficer.org and sign up for those courses right now, because I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy the courses. You're going to get a certificate. You're going to get a lot of information out of it, and it's all dirt cheap. And the other thing you want to sign up for while you're there, and it's free, is the 2022 Armored College Police Citizens Academy. 15 weeks, and it's free, people. Normally, it would be valued at about $300 or $400 at least, but it's free. It starts tomorrow, so you better go there today and sign up. You can do it at privateofficer.org. or armorcollege.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some of that exciting stuff that I've been talking about. And then we got quite a bit of news also. Remember, you can sign up for our breaking news right there at our main website, privateofficer.org. Sign up for the breaking news, officer down reports, and occasional training announcements. We don't spam you. We don't sell it. And it doesn't cost you anything. Absolutely free. We'll be right back.
Can we be real for a minute? I'm a high school math teacher, and I'm a firefighter.
Ma'am, we're going to have you out in just a minute, okay?
I'm a designer.
I'm a retired VP in business.
and I'm a student.
I'm a mother.
I'm a business analyst, and I'm a volunteer firefighter.
You thought we just fought fire?
Firefighters get trained to do so many things.
Right here. Get sharp.
What we do is serious business.
Three-quarters of the nation's first responders are volunteers. That includes here in Connecticut. And lately, it's been harder than ever, with fewer citizens volunteering.
From teenage cadets like me,
to seasoned veterans like me.
So what are you waiting for?
You ready to make a difference?
Ready to join our team?
Your community needs you. We need you. Visit EverydayHeroCT.org or stop by your local firehouse today and take the first step of joining your fire department.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
Remember, when you see news happening, be sure to let us know. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can send us news links about officer-involved incidents, police, private security, mall security. Send us your videos and photos so that we can get them out to our listeners, our members and followers. Anything that you think that our membership or others that follow our various platforms would be interested in. A number of you already do, and trust me, we are so thankful. And every month we give away some goodies, a goodie bag for those who participate. Right now we have several folks in the old hat to pick for this coming month. Be one of those people who get free gear, free training, just simply by sending us news, photos, and videos. And while I am talking about videos and photos and other stuff that you see happening, Blue Ram Media, a streaming platform, will be debuting soon with real content for public safety, including private security, radio shows, and TV shows. The Frontline Protector, a radio show, and an online streaming TV program. We have original content, such as the Frontline Protectors, where we're going to be following and riding with and interviewing law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, and private security. We also have an original show that will be coming up in just a few weeks or maybe a month or so, and it's called Missing in Uniform. We're going to be highlighting security and law enforcement who have gone missing, some never seen or heard of or from again. We have several other original content shows that you're not going to want to miss. We'll be sending out more information about that coming up. But here's where you come in. One, you can get involved by becoming a photographer or videoing scenes and situations in your neighborhood. Two, if you have a private security patrol service, and you want us to come and feature you on one of our programs, ride around with you, interview you, we're ready. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Another show that we're developing is called Breaking Bread, and that's where we're sitting down with law enforcement, firefighters, and private security on a one-on-one platform where we're going to be talking over a meal. Firefighters love to eat, cops, and I'm sure security do as well, and we're going to be talking about many subjects all together in a very relaxed situation, and really it's going to open up a lot of eyes for people who just don't know what it's like, what officers, both public and private, firefighters and paramedics go through, and what the daily life really is like at work. But we're going to open their eyes with this new show. If you'd like to get involved, if you have suggestions, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I'm telling you, we've got an exciting platform, streaming platform that's coming up. This is very unique. Now, there is a sheriff in Arizona that started earlier this year his own streaming platform about the sheriff's department. It was a spinoff or something that kind of developed through Live PD. Of course, we have Cops, which has been on forever, and they are back filming again for the Fox Nation. Again, that is a streaming platform. We have really nothing that is kind of comprehensive for all public safety, all frontline protectors, but this is going to be unique. We're going to have fire, EMS, law enforcement, and private security. You don't want to miss it. We'll be announcing when it'll be debuting, how you can get it, and trust me, we're looking for this to be really, really a big, huge thing because it is so open to every area of public safety. I believe that we're going to get a lot of viewers and a lot of interest. We already do have a lot of interest, actually, in this program, in this streaming platform, and we're looking for this really to be a great thing here in 2022. That's right. It's 2022. January the 3rd, actually. We have big, big breaking news about armor. We're going to be, I'll give you a few hints coming up in this program. We will be talking later on also, as I said, about the deaths in 2021, injuries, assaults, and really the continued violence against private security and private police. It's not surprising. It is alarming, and we just have to do better. We really have to be more prepared. We have to do better in our training. We have a mental health program that we have made very inexpensive for frontline workers, including private security, and I hope that you take that. We have a brand new, I'll save the rest of that until I come back from the next break, but we have a lot to offer, a lot going on. We're going to take a quick break. Remember, you can advertise on the private officer platforms and on the new upcoming streaming Frontline Protector platform. All that you have to do is contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, you're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production.
People are waiting on an organ transplant at any given time in the U.S., and at least 80% of those are waiting for a kidney.
For kidneys, it largely defaults to waiting time, but for livers, hearts, and lungs, it's largely based on the degree of illness and how sick someone is, and that defines their priority on the waiting list.
Dr. Charles Rosen, director of the Transplant Center at Mayo Clinic, says living donors can help save people waiting for a kidney or a liver, but those waiting for other organs, unfortunately, have to wait for a deceased donor. Dr. Rosen says if you're interested in saving another person's life with your organs after you die, it's important to sign up as a donor now while you're still alive to save your family from having to make a difficult decision at a difficult time.
We've heard from donor families or potential donor families that decided not to donate because it was such a stressful time in their lives that then 3-6 months later they felt some remorse for not doing that.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Ian Roth.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org. A drop box will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. And, you know, we always have a lot of breaking news and interesting facts to share with you, sometimes good and sometimes not so good. When you peruse through the hundreds and thousands of news articles, news sites that we do each and every day here in the Private Officer International Office, it's not easy, to be honest with you, to come across good news. And when we do, we try to share it as quickly as possible. But unfortunately, we have a lot of bad news to report this week. And oftentimes, the articles that we see are disheartening, sad, heartbreaking. Some of them make us very angry, concerned. This article that we were able to put together with the assistance of several other news organizations is not surprising. And in fact, earlier during COVID-19, during the original outbreak of the coronavirus, we heard that there were a number, and when I say a number, I mean probably at least a couple of dozen unconfirmed reports that hospitals often were using their security staff to bag dead bodies into body bags and transport them to the morgue, which is almost always located in the far basement, the deep, deep, deep belly of the hospital. And now we have evidence that once again, this has surfaced. And in fact, video and photos has now surfaced in recent days of a hospital in LA County and hospitals in New York City, both using security staff to put COVID-19 dead patients into body bags. And also in one case, they were storing them outside the hospital on the ground in the pouring rain until there was someone who became aware of it and began to post it on social media. According to this report, which is very reminiscent of the early days of COVID, in Brooklyn, New York, two hospital security officers were spotted in a hallway lifting a deceased patient from a gurney and putting it into a body bag. Presumably, this eyewitness said that it was COVID-19 patients that were in that hallway. In California, a hospital is still being criticized after leaving multiple bodies, including nearly 20 COVID-19 patients lying outside in the rain before security guards could be seen eventually moving them to a refrigerated morgue. A hospital spokesperson said that they ran out of room, that their morgue was small, and that they were waiting for more refrigerated units. An eyewitness who recorded this activity said the soaking wet body bags could be seen not only piled up, but oozing liquid. In fact, a number of security officers were photographed crying as body fluid leaked out of the bags onto the security officers. Photos, according to the LA Times, clearly show a liquid substance on the security officers' clothes. Vidal Herrera, the owner of an independent autopsy company, reviewed those photos and agreed with the anonymous witness that it was illegal to store the bodies the way that the hospital had been doing so, and also that the body fluid seen on the bags and on the security officers were indeed body fluid liquids, including a red substance believed to be blood. I could go on and describe in greater detail the disgusting facts at the Brookdale Hospital Center in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, New York. Security officers and other hospital employees were seen using forklifts to move dead bodies onto a refrigerated truck. These bodies were on the ground in body bags and had been there for quite some time. Another report coming out of Chicago also says that security officers at Chicago General was being used to bag and tag, as they put it, dead COVID, probably COVID patients, and transporting them to someplace else within the hospital. Security guards have previously complained during the COVID period since the beginning about being used to physically manhandle bodies and being used to transport dead bodies from one place to the other, including to the morgue. But there are no known lawsuits or complaints that have been filed with any state or federal agency that's publicly available, according to the information that we have in our office. I know, having worked hospital security many, many years ago, and also having several hospitals under contract with my security company a number of years ago, that, the hospitals, especially in the overnight hours, much like the hotels, want you to do anything and everything that just is not relevant to, being a security officer. And usually, whether you're proprietary security or contract security, you're going to do whatever they ask because you need your job, and the security company is going to do whatever they ask, usually within reason at least, because they need the contract and they need the money. In this situation, I think it was overuse of security. I know from my own previous experience that we have sometimes taken bodies during the overnight hours in body bags that were already in body bags and on gurneys, and transported them to the morgue located in the far, far down basement in the deep, deep down belly of the hospital. And even that was very gross. Coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas, the police chief who was on patrol during New Year's Eve, is now on administrative leave after he fired his service weapon at a suspect. While on patrol, the police chief said that he saw a man who was shooting at a woman. He stopped his patrol vehicle and addressed the situation, and he had to pull his weapon and fire it at the suspect. The shooting injured a 22-year-old unidentified man. The police chief is under investigation, which is routine in any officer shooting, and on administrative leave. Two people are in custody for a carjacking that has left an off-duty Cleveland, Ohio police officer dead. An 18-year-old female has been arrested for carjacking and murder of a police officer who was in the parking lot of an apartment complex entering his vehicle. This is a very sad story, as the officer was just trying to do routine things, and he was getting into his own personal vehicle when he was shot and killed. Coming out of New York City, a police officer there was taking a nap in his personal vehicle in Harlem at the precinct after working New Year's Eve on another job providing off-duty law enforcement, when he was suddenly woken up after a bullet broke through his window and struck him in the head. The police officer was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Police say that this was an intentional shooting of the police officer who was still in uniform. This was an out-and-out attempt, no doubt about it, to kill this police officer. A security hospital, a Texas hospital security officer helped to deliver a baby in the Woodlands of Texas. According to authorities, a security officer was patrolling the Memorial Hermann Woodlands Medical Center when he came across a woman and a man in a vehicle. And upon investigation, the woman stated that she was in labor and going to have the baby. He called for assistance on his two-way radio and then proceeded to help the father deliver the child. All is fine. Mom and newborn, they said, are doing quite well. Speaking of New Year's Eve, more than 20,000 private security officers across the country worked extra details New Year's Eve to protect life and property. An estimated 5,000 security officers were in New York City alone, according to security manager Derek Holmes, who manages several properties. Also on duty, other private security officers throughout the metropolitan Big Apple, New York City, and in other metropolitan areas, including Nashville, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, Las Vegas, and elsewhere. Thousands and thousands of both uniformed and plainclothes security personnel flooding many of the metropolitan cities and other locations, including patrolling streets, event centers, hotels, resorts, restaurants, nightclubs, and conducted patrols to keep the peace. Keith Franklin, a former security manager at the Big Apple, said that there were times when security often outnumbered the number of NYPD officers who were on duty during New Year's Eve. According to the NYPD, this year, 21% of the uniformed force, more than 7,300 officers, had called in sick. Thousands of others were deployed in Times Square. It is not unusual to see many, many security officers working special details and special events, and these, this 20,000 plus that was on duty, do not reflect the many hundreds and thousands of other private officers who are on duty at other regular assignments and not assigned to any of these special events. A Jacksonville, Florida police security officer was patrolling a property when he spotted suspicious activity in a parked vehicle. The security officer who was working at a Publix nearby the Highland Square Shopping Center went to investigate it and found a man that appeared to be deceased. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office responded, and he was transported to the hospital where he later died. We talk time and time again about the number of security officers who do come across homicide victims, shooting victims, and that's why it's very important to always stay alert, always stay on guard, always be proactive, because you can make a difference. The Mall of America had a shooting that left two people injured on New Year's Eve. Authorities say that there was some type of disturbance inside the mall. Two people were shot. Multiple police agencies responding to the Mall of America, which is in Bloomington, Minnesota. The suspect was able to avoid apprehension. They do have some video of him, and they are now looking for him. The NYPD announced this past week that all traffic stops now are to be logged, just like they do when they have a stop and frisk. This is to avoid racial profiling. Police officers say this is just another way for them to be slowed down, and just more paperwork, and some of the higher ups in the NYPD say that the controversy over the stop and frisk peaked in 2011 when nearly 700,000 people were stopped by cops, and that these new forms that each officer must fill out during each traffic stop is just more paperwork that's unnecessary. Vivint Smart Home Security Alarm Company, they are based out of Salt Lake, Utah. They're being sued by a South Carolina Air Force veteran for $50 million when the company came to his door and said that they had just bought out another regional security alarm company called CPI based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that they were taking over his account and began billing him fraudulently. It was all a scam. Now Vivint has to defend himself in court. Another security officer found a man shot and killed during a robbery at the Palace Station parking lot in Las Vegas. LVPD responded to the shooting, which now has been learned was actually a robbery turned murder in the 2400 block of West Sahara Avenue. There, casino security officers found a man suffering from a gunshot wound after hearing gunshots nearby. The man was transported to a hospital where he later died. Police are still investigating. A Frederick, Maryland police officer has died of COVID. Officer Greg Santatello was a Frederick police officer for many years and sadly passed away from COVID. There are many breaking news stories that come into our office every single day. Go to our daily news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Let's see, what else do we got here in the news today? I think I will leave you with this one. After 9/11, the U.S. took all of their numerous federal agencies and put it under the umbrella of Homeland Security. One of those agencies of this new Homeland Security became known as HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. They're part of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, and they say that they don't want to be part of that organization anymore. They want to be broken off into their own specialized investigation units. HSI is the investigative arm of the U.S. ICE and Customs Enforcement. They do all of the narcotics, human trafficking, some drug interdiction, and many other federal crimes that they do investigate. They say that in recent years, being part of ICE has hindered their investigation. Some law enforcement won't work with them because when they hear ICE, they think of immigration, and they don't want to be part of that. They've been denied access into public buildings, courthouses, and other locations. And they say that they are sick of it and that it is really tying their hands in their multiple investigations. They are multi-country investigators and based in many countries and many cities throughout the U.S. So therefore, the HSI wants to be through with them. They say they have more than 10,000 investigators and 250 offices inside the U.S. and 50 other offices in countries worldwide. They want to be known independently and no longer associated with ICE. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some statistics that we want to share with you, some more information. And of course, remember, you can join the conversation at privateofficer.com every single day. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/privateofficerinternational, twitter.com/privateofficer. And you can also read our news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Each day, those that protect and serve us in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner. Who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor. I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor. She has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International and Blue Ram Media.
this, the third day of January 2022. This is a time where we really, each year, begin to look back at many of the components that was the year. And unfortunately, this is a time when we discuss the officers' injuries and deaths and really the violence that has occurred. And we look at the good and the bad that has happened in the industry. As we have stated throughout 2021 and in recent years, violence against private security is undeniable. We hear the headlines about violence against law enforcement. We see the many videos that come across various platforms and news cable channels discussing officers being killed, shot, violent acts, but seldom do we see the reality that private security and private police face every year, especially in recent years. Through the many hours of reading through news reports, more than 3,000 news sources every day, press releases, and many other avenues of gathering, or what many call curating, news involving retail, public safety, private uniform security, private police, we have, over the years, done an exceptional job at gathering statistics and facts and information that pertain to these professions. Unfortunately, regardless of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, that are put in by our staff and myself to be able to gather this information and come together with all the pertinent facts and data to come up with a reasonable accounting of the security industry's deaths and injuries and other issues that has been experienced throughout the year, we still fall short of being able to get this year after year to be picked up by major media outlets. And I could sit here and tell you about all of the political reasons and why many of our own private security companies, the largest across the world, are not really all that interested to know what's happening. They just want to know if they have made a profit in the bottom line. This year, we have seen a substantial increase in homicides, assaults, and shootings of private security. While we are not yet completed, we have not completed the whole report that we do every year. I do have enough data and information to share with you on officer homicides, kidnappings, assaults, and injuries in a number of other areas. I will start the report today with the devastating news of the number of officer deaths. These are verified data of on-duty, in-the-line-of-duty deaths of security officers, all of which we have reported throughout the year in 2021, as we do each and every year,
though oftentimes ignored by many who even work in the profession or in the industry, which in itself is very sad. The murder, homicide, killing of a nightclub security officer on December the 30th, 2021, was the final homicide that we recorded in 2021, although there may have been one or two or even more, sadly, on December the 31st, New Year's Eve. That information is still being tracked, and hopefully by the end of this week, we will have a full summary of whether or not there were further homicides. But as of right now, as of today, 84 security officers were murdered on duty. 84 security officers were murdered on duty. Verified data information. No dispute. These are the true and hard facts. We know of 517 security officers that were shot in the line of duty while on duty. We can assume, we can speculate, we can take a very educated guess that there were more security officer deaths and more security officer shootings than what has been picked up through our processes here at Private Officer International. And each year, we calculate an additional 10%. And the figures of 84 homicides of security officers and 517 shootings, those were not calculations. Those were verifiable, firm numbers, but there probably are even more than that. There were 5 kidnappings of private security personnel during 2021, 2 of which resulted in homicides, both very violent. One was kidnapped, set on fire after being shot, but was still alive, according to the coroner, and then died. And the second one that was kidnapped and died was taken hostage and also murdered, multiple gunshots riddled throughout the body.517 security personnel were shot during 2021. Through our investigation, tracking of the information, we know that the majority were unarmed. But we also see many times that even armed security personnel become victims of shootings and of homicide. Being armed does give you the advantage of self-defense, but doesn't guarantee that you won't be killed or injured in the line of duty. Also this year, there were 157 verifiable COVID-19 deaths. 13 were TSA employees. Of those 157 COVID-19 deaths, many worked security at hospitals, retail, colleges and universities, grocery stores, and other areas where they dealt with the public every day, face to face, and many were not properly equipped with PPE, a problem that we have been discussing, announcing, screaming since the beginning of COVID in early 2020. COVID is not a made-up, make-believe medical virus or illness. It is a factual virus that affects many people. In the early stages, many said that only people who were extremely old or who had pre-existing conditions became victims of COVID. We now know that's not true. We've had numerous children, dozens of children actually die from COVID. We have had people who have had COVID shots who have died because COVID does not protect you. COVID shots do not protect you 100%. They provide you with protection to fight off the virus should you get it. So 157 known COVID-19 deaths. There probably are more. Law enforcement recorded a much higher number of COVID deaths. There were also 5 medical emergencies on duty that resulted in deaths, 7 motor vehicle accidents that resulted in deaths, a total number of verifiable, real, honest, true, on duty, in the line of duty deaths for 2021 is 253 known security officer deaths. That is a lot. We know that the number of homicides greatly increased in 2021. Even during 2020, when COVID was everywhere and businesses were all but shut down, many security officers were murdered then as well. My team and I have been able to compile the most violent states in the U.S. for private security. We do this every year based on the number of recorded assaults, murders, armed situations, and violent situations. During the last 15 or so years that we have compiled this report, the states often fluctuate. There's usually about 5 states that often fluctuate from first place to fifth place, and that's really no prize to have. But this year, several of those states in the category, in the top 5 of the most violent states, have shifted. The number one state, and this is based on known assaults, injuries, shootings, violence, and deaths of security officers, including where security officers have had to use deadly force. All of these statistics were all put together to compile the most violent state for private security, and that is, for 2021, California. California was the most violent state based on reported assaults, homicides, deadly force usage, injuries to security personnel. And this is really something that the California BSIS, the Bureau of Security Investigation, they need to be looking at this. They need to look at what further training should security officers have, what further equipment. Should every security officer have a body armor? Should every security officer be better trained in self-defense? We're going to be sending BSIS a copy of this report. The second most violent state, which is, again, always on the list of the most violent top 5 every year, year after year, sometimes in first place and sometimes somewhere else in between, is Texas. Texas had a high rate of injured security officers, incidents involving deadly force, and a number of security officers killed on duty. The third state, again, not surprising, also sometimes a number one candidate, is Florida. Florida, year after year, has a large number of security officer assaults reported, injuries, deadly force incidents, and very violent situations involving private security. Illinois, for the first time in a few years, has risen in the top five, but is always in the lot, probably the top 10. Illinois, again, they had a large number of deadly force incidents by security officers and against security officers. Chicago metro area is one of those areas that often show up on a daily report on the violence and incidents that occur. And number five this year is Washington, D.C., usually someplace in the top 10 for assaults and injuries. This year, it appears in the top five for some of the most deaths of security officers, assaults, and the homicide of two special police officers who were killed in the line of duty. So that's 253 deaths, 84 murders. The top five most violent states, number one, California, number two, Texas, number three, Florida, number four, Illinois, and number five, Washington, D.C. It's not a list that you want to be on, but it is a list that continues to grow with the number of states involved. This year, there were eight homicides in California. Illinois reported seven security officer deaths. Texas, Florida, and New York reported six each homicides. Nevada, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Alabama, D.C., and Louisiana all reported three homicides of security. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Missouri, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, and Ohio reported at least two security officer deaths. Other states included Idaho, Connecticut, Kansas, North Dakota, Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Tennessee, Hawaii, Wisconsin, and probably others that somehow slipped through when we were curating the news or just wasn't reported. And let's not forget 517 security officers shot. We preach, we teach, we do some yelling about having security officers better trained, better equipped, better prepared with some type of self-defense, some type of protective clothing, body armor, some type of emergency communication, because without it, they're just sitting ducks, literally, year after year. 1,308 violent security officer injuries were reported. We're not talking about the everyday common assault. We're not talking about a security officer being injured and not having to go to the hospital. These are actual hospitalization cases. 1,308 known serious injuries to security officers. 1,013 violent incidents involving firearms. This is just extremely, extremely tragic. And then also included, as we often do in the yearly report, another area that nobody wants to talk about, but that happens every year, and that is on-duty confirmed security officer suicides. The latest one happening in December in Mississippi at a military location where the security officer shot and killed himself at the front gate. At least four confirmed on-duty security officer deaths. A number of years ago, we talked to a counselor, a PhD doctorate of psychology, who has a practice that involves suicide prevention, and he said that many positions in public safety, not just law enforcement and firefighters, but also EMTs and paramedics, and he included private security, people that deal with the public every day, people who respond to emergencies and tragedies, he said many times they suffer in silence, and they become victims of suicide that no one recognizes. And just because they don't have a high-profile position like a law enforcement officer where it might get picked up by the media, it doesn't mean it's not happening. And he did mention, he said that the security officer field industry is seeing a higher rate of suicides than in years past just because of the stress, because of the type of environment that they're often in, facing down true criminals, chasing after criminals, dealing with disrespect and hate, just like law enforcement. And I agree, and I know that there's other suicides that's happening out there of security officers that they don't get reported. They don't make the media, and thus we don't know about it. Of course, security company owners aren't going to come forward and say, oh, one of my female security officers killed herself on the job or once she got home. You see, just like law enforcement, many of our security personnel are armed or have access to firearms, and therefore it would take nothing at all, a split second, to make a decision to kill themselves after a rough day. Financial problems at home, domestic relations problems, all sorts of issues at work, low pay, no benefits, high stress. And so we see more and more security officers in their lives. If you know of an officer who dies in the line of duty, an officer who dies from COVID, an officer who died of suicide, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. So that we can keep track of this. It's very important that everyone gets involved in curating and compiling of this information. If you care anything about the profession that you're in, about the lives that we're talking about, you will begin doing your part today. That's going to conclude it for this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio for this Monday, the 3rd of 2022. I hope that you did listen to our On the Legal Side radio program yesterday. Very informative information about what you can and can't do as far as entering dwellings and apartments and hotel rooms and how the law does affect you and doesn't affect you. And so that was really a good program. Had some good feedback already. Be sure to listen to it. It's streaming all the time on demand. Until the next time, folks, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.